right, I don't know what's going on. It's not my bandwidth, but I did turn off the CS computer just in case. We keep falling out. And that last fallout looked like a boot. So if anybody's hitting the wrong button by mistake, please don't do that. You know, because it did not, it only knocked out my one computer. It didn't knock out my other ones. So that could have been a boot by accident. So, you know, just be careful. All right. So now this is going to be like a recorded, again, but this is recording -B for today. So if anybody's later on when they're listening to this study, they're going to find it's going to be in sections. A, B, and C. Well, just A and B right now. All right. Continuing with this quote. He further stated that a very large share of these wives and children who die with heart disease are purely the result of living in an atmosphere that is charged with tobacco. Yours is, said he, a miraculous escape. The twitching of the muscles of the face, the rigidity of the muscles followed with great prostration, and relaxed muscles are the sure tokens of poison. The violent action of the heart followed a feeble, intermittent pulse. I have met it very many times. And it is the effect of tobacco poison. Okay, let's stop there for a second. As I was saying before, this is a doctor that's talking back over 100 years ago, before the AMA moved in and brought in the Vatican sorceries, which are called pharmacies today. And slowly but surely, all the doctors, the real doctors that use natural methods, they were weeded out and they started giving names like I was saying. I don't know when the break happened, when we got booted or fell out. But these doctors were called, are now to this day called like naturopaths or holistic healers or homeopathy. They're into that kind of a thing. And then the AMA moved in and took over. And the federal government moved in and saw a big cash cow. So what they do is they make sure to make the money with the AMA and make it look like it's the only valid method of healing. You know, and they charge you unbelievable amounts. Somebody was just saying last night, I think Dozer was talking about this last night, about they had some intravenous thing going on in the hospital. It was like 27 grand. Whereas if you go to a holistic healer, it might cost you like 200 bucks. It's just natural methods, you know. And they heal you. You don't come back. You know, you literally don't have to come back for the same problem. You're healed of it. It's gone. Whereas these other doctors, they charge you unbelievable amounts of money. Hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they kill you anyway, or they don't heal you, and you slowly die 20 years later.
Yeah. $100 a month.
How much? Oh yeah, Ricky. We just ran into Charlie yesterday at the wedding. He was saying about how our nephew, Richard, he's got ulcers, and now they've got him on some kind of a regimen that he has to take for a year for $300 a month. $300 a month. Yeah. That's a car payment. Yeah, that's what Charlie was saying. It's a car payment plus insurance. $300 a month. Where he could just go and there's all sorts of, I don't know what the exact things that would help, but I know there are natural methods that probably cost less than $300 one time.
I already have a tonic
for it. It's like a tonic. It's like 40 bucks or something like that. Yeah. Nicholas had something like that, right?
Yeah.
Like an ulcer.
It's a homemade tonic.
It's a homemade tonic, and it got rid of
free.
It. And it was free. Well, I mean, the stuff that you bought wasn't free.
I know. It didn't
cost less than 20 bucks, right?
Cabbage.
Cabbage beets with a juicer, right? Yeah, cabbage and beets and stuff like that. They made a juicing drink, and he drank it two or three times, and the ulcer was gone.
Healed.
Yeah, and it has not come back. Okay? This, my friends that are listening, is one of the ways that our message will go forth in the last days, by the way. Sister White does talk about this, about somewhere in her writing. She talks about how we are going to be able to go forth and bring people to the saving knowledge of Christ and the truth about the Sabbath and you know, teach them who Antichrist is by using these natural methods. You know, because a lot of people are sick. I mean, what did Jesus do when he went from town to town to town? What did he do? He was healing people and preaching at the same time. And this is what we should do. And this, you know, like at this convocation that we're going to be doing in late September is going to have... on Sunday, we have some people that are involved in our movement that are going to do a health message kind of a thing on Sunday. as well as like recipes or something like that. And we're also going to be doing a prophecy thing for the community. So it's going to be pretty neat. Maybe we should just put on the banner, prophecy, facts, and natural methods for healing meeting or whatever, you know. Or we'll just mention the natural methods of healing, or I don't know, we'll figure out something. Anyway, getting back. On this short trip, let's go back. Hundreds are falling victims to the plague of men's own creating, and then have to suffer the consequence of their own perverted habits. Of course, the tobacco thing. They sacrifice wife and children and themselves for an indulgence which is a curse to themselves and to all around them. On this short trip, I have suffered great pain in my heart and dullness of the head. I have questioned whether it would be safe to lie down and attempt to sleep. I was very weary, but the drawing room openly directly into the car with the door was open was devoted to smoking. A party of Germans were on the car, and their habits are to smoke almost constantly. And we know, you know, that I've run into people like that too, you know, chain smokers. Constantly have that cigarette on their mouth. All right, continuing. It says, I spoke to the ticket conductor. He said he had no control whatever of the passengers of the sleeping cars. He could do nothing. If the passengers wanted to smoke, they would, and no one could control the matter. I spoke to the porter, asking him if there was no place in the so-called palace car where I would be free of tobacco poison air. He said he could not do anything. He was only a servant. I decided to try to solve the matter and went into my berth, drew the curtains as closely as possible about us, and opened the windows, and there was no smoking after they took their berths. I thought I might sleep. In the morning, I had a severe pain in my heart, and breathing was quite difficult. I had yet 10 hours. And by the way, stopping here again, this is over 100 years ago again. This is before the cigars that these guys are smoking are becoming cigarettes of today, where the cigarettes have, I think, upwards of 3,000 carcinogens in them, and most of them are designed to cause addiction, as well as being cancerous and poisonous. It's just ridiculous. It's almost as bad as that. Well, actually, it's a lot worse than the flu shot, where it actually has antifreeze in it and all those other strange chemicals to the flu shots. But it's amazing. All right, continuing. I mean, because back then, I mean, this was poisoning people, and these are just pure tobacco. Burning it, though. There's uses for tobacco, I would imagine, but not burning it and inhaling the fumes. All right, continuing, it says, I had yet 10 hours on the cars. Close by our seats, the Germans began their devotion to offer up their morning sacrifice. I don't know if she's being comical here, but that kind of sounds, you know, when she's talking about the cigarettes. To whom? To the Creator or to the devil? I spoke to the conductor. He said he could not hinder them, but would speak to them in regard to it. He did, and they desisted from smoking in that locality. They went into the rear department in order to obtain correct information. I inquired of the sleeping car conductor. You know what? Why couldn't they just do that? Why couldn't they have, like, the sleeping cars in the front of the train and have, like, a smoking car at the back of the train? Because the smoke's going to get blown out the back of the train. It's not going to blow out over and go into every other car, every other cab. Continuing, she goes that he says that it is the custom to devote one end of the car to smoking. As the door is either left wide open or continually opening and shutting, the smoke was fully and thoroughly distributed through the car. I knew now what we had to hope for. Nothing but poison air to breathe the entire journey. I must bear it as best I could. Now let's do this other one here, and we'll finish with this next one. Oop, give me my highlighter. Bottom drawer.
Thank you.
We'll pick it up next week at letter 67, but I want to do 26A. So we still got about 2 or 3 minutes left. Pick it up there next week. All right. In their practice, okay, this is letter 26A, March 2, 1889. It says, in their practice, the physicians should seek more and more to lessen the use of drugs instead of increasing it. You hear that? But it's the other way around today. They concentrate on the drugs. And you know, this is another thing that always boggles my mind when you watch the commercials. Try this drug, and then they have a long list of side effects. You know? It gets rid of, it'll help you in this problem. It won't get rid of it, of course. They never, ever, ever say that. and this is something that bothers me. They can't, by law, say they're healing anybody because they know they aren't, and so they can't say that. But yet the people that do use natural healing methods are, in fact, healing people, and they are, by law, restricted from saying that. And they are, by law, you know, like when you buy some of this stuff in the stores, you can't. I praise the Lord, we just got this book the other day that tells me what these herbs do that are growing in your own backyard. I'm seriously considering buying a bunch of flower pots, putting them in the basement, and get some grow plants. And of course, I won't grow any of the illegal things that are in the country at this point. I don't see anybody that I know that has glaucoma anyway but my mom, and I'm not, you know, going to give her marijuana to smoke to help her with her glaucoma. I imagine there's other, you know, like you could just grind it up and put it in pill form. But the problem therein, you try to grow marijuana, you're going to end up in jail. You know, that's the thing. Even though it can actually help people with glaucoma. All right. When Dr. A came to the health retreat, she laid aside her knowledge and practice of hygiene and administered the little homeopathic homeopathic does for almost every ailment. The grammar seems messed up here. And administered the little homeopathic does for almost, I don't know, it just doesn't sound right. This was against the light God had given. Thus, our people who had been taught to avoid drugs in almost every form were receiving a different education. I was obliged to tell her that this practice of depending upon medicine, whether in large or small doses, okay, maybe that's what she said, dose instead of does. And in other words, it said, and administered a little homeopathic dose for almost every other ailment. Almost every ailment. So it's not does, it's dose. I was obliged to tell her that this practice of depending upon medicine, whether in large or small doses, was not in accordance with the principles of health reform. If the principles of health reform are carried out, the work will indeed be as closely allied to that of the third angel's message as the hand is to the body. I just assume steer clear of the sorceries altogether, of course. I mean, I can't even think of any kind of a drug other than painkillers, perhaps, that have absolutely no side effects. Although, when I had those teeth pulled a few months ago, they gave me codeine, and I don't like taking it because I you get nauseated. But I had to take them because I didn't know of any other method to use. So I did take them, and my side effect was I got itchy all over. Every 5 seconds, that's why, you know, you see people that are constantly itching, I'm wondering if they're taking codeine. You know, all over. I was just getting little bursts of itching all over the face, usually. Man, it was really weird. So I didn't take a lot of them. No. I mean, they gave you like 18 pills. I think I took 4. That was it. They just laid around here. All right, anyway, let's pick this up again next week. And I'm not saying it's okay to take codeine. I just didn't know any better because I don't know if there's anything that you could take to get rid of pain in a natural method, massive pain like that, having teeth ripped out of your head, you know? If anybody knows of any method that works like codeine does, let me know and we'll try it. So I don't know if some of the drugs, like painkillers, are okay, as long as you don't get that stuff, what is it, like Oxycontin and things like that, or some of these weird drugs that people are forgetting that they're taking, and then before you know it, they're dead. I mean, isn't codeine considered a lot of natural properties in it at one point? They're just concentrated to some effect. I don't know. I really don't know. If anybody knows of a method that can get rid of massive pain like a toothache, because we never know, it might happen again in the future. If you know of something that works, email this ministry, and we will let others know. Because you have to admit, if there's nothing out, I mean, aloe vera works good for little burns and stuff like that. But I'm talking, you know, rip the old bicuspid out of the head. Is there something that you can use so that we don't have to rely on the sorceries of Rome in any way, shape, or form? All right, I guess we have a children's story. It's a two-parter. Two people are going to be doing it. It relates. So it's two little short stories together for the children. Are we going to... sing first, or we... We sing first before we do the children's story? Is that what we always do? Keep forgetting. I got to get used to how we're doing this now that we've been doing the children's story. I'll be back in a minute. I'm going to get a drink of water. Be right back.